Hi, my name is Susanna Brackett. With this podcast for the parents of children and adolescents who may have binge eating disorder, I hope to help you to better understand this disorder and what you can do to help your child. First of all, we need to be clear on the meaning of the term binge eating disorder. Everyone overeats from time to time, and this is not a problem. However, those with binge eating disorder eat unusually large amounts of food on a regular basis, often alone or in secret. During a binge, they eat quickly and don't stop eating when they're full, all the while feeling out of control and powerless to stop eating. Feelings of guilt, shame, or disgust will frequently follow the episode. This is why binge eating is also sometimes referred to as compulsive overeating. Binge eating disorder is unlike the more well-known eating disorders, anorexia and bulimia, in that there are usually no compensatory measures taken, such as forcing themselves to vomit, dramatically restricting food intake, or exercising excessively to burn off the extra calories. Because they are regularly consuming more calories than their bodies can use, those who binge eat are often, but not always, overweight or obese. As a result, those with binge eating disorder may feel bad about themselves and their bodies, which may lead to further binging. These behaviors will also be putting them at risk for health problems associated with being overweight, such as type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, gallbladder disease, heart disease, and certain types of cancer. This is why it is so important for everyone to be aware of binge eating disorder, and for the families and friends of someone who is suffering with it to be knowledgeable about the disorder, understanding and caring towards the person, and to do what they can to help. Just by listening to this podcast, you are taking the first step by educating yourself on this disorder so that you will be better equipped to help the one you love who may have binge eating disorder. Who gets binge eating disorder anyway? Recent studies have found that between 2 and 4% of the adult population in the United States has binge eating disorder, making it the most common of all the eating disorders. It is seen slightly more often in females than in males, but unlike the other eating disorders, the difference between the genders is not very large. For every 3 females with binge eating disorder, there are 2 males. It is more common in those who are obese, but affects people of healthy weight too. Both children and adults can develop binge eating disorder. Adults in treatment for binge eating disorder often say that their problems began in childhood or adolescence. There is still very little information on how many children and teens are affected by this disorder, partly because it is still very newly recognized, and partly because those with it are too embarrassed to seek help. And since most binge eating is done alone, even the parents of a child with binge eating disorder may not know that this is happening. Therefore, it is important for parents to be aware of the warning signs of this disorder so that it can be caught and treated early on in childhood and hopefully kept more under control. So what are some signs or symptoms of binge eating disorder that parents should be alert for? Just because your child or teen sometimes eats a lot does not mean that he or she has binge eating disorder. There are times when it's necessary for a child to eat more due to their rapid growth. However, the first thing that parents or family members often notice to make them suspect a problem is when large amounts of food seem to be going missing from the kitchen. Other signs to look out for include: your child shows a pattern of eating in response to stress, sadness, or anxiety. He or she begins to show an increasingly irregular eating pattern, such as skipping meals, eating at unusual times, and eating a lot of junk food. Your child eats large amounts of food very quickly. He or she shows feelings of shame or disgust over the amount of food they have eaten. You find hoarded food or empty food containers hidden in his or her bedroom. Or you notice a sudden weight gain or weight fluctuations in your child. Someone with binge eating disorder may also experience feelings that are common to many eating disorders, such as depression, anxiety, guilt, or shame. They may start to avoid school or social events because they're ashamed of their binge eating problem or changes in their body shape. So what should you do if you notice signs of binge eating disorder in your child or adolescent? Children with eating disorders will rarely acknowledge that they have a problem or ask for help. Therefore, it's usually up to family and friends to realize that there may be a problem and to do everything they can to help. If you suspect your child has a problem with binge eating, visit your child's pediatrician or family doctor for help and for a referral to a qualified mental health professional that has experience treating eating disorders in children. This needs to be done as soon as possible, and it's best that it's not done secretly, but that everything is discussed with your child. Explain to him or her why you think that help is needed and what the next step will be. The best thing that you can do for your child is to reassure him or her that you're there to help, or even just to listen. Be supportive. Know that you play a huge role in helping your child to recover. There are many aspects to a treatment plan for binge eating disorder. It's important for a child or adolescent with binge eating disorder to receive psychological therapy in which they can learn healthy ways of coping with emotions and stress instead of using food to do this. There are different types of therapy that can help to treat binge eating disorder. These can be one-on-one with a therapist, group-based, or even involving the entire family. Which of these is best for your child is something that should be discussed with their doctor or psychiatrist. In some cases, doctors will also prescribe medication in combination with the therapy. Your child may also be referred to a nutrition specialist or dietitian who can help them to learn about healthy eating behaviors, nutritional needs, exercise, and how to have a more healthy relationship with food. Unfortunately, there is no quick fix for binge eating disorder. Recovery can take several months or longer and can be difficult, not only for your child, but for your entire family. What can you and your family do to best support your child while he or she goes through treatment for binge eating disorder? As the family of a child with binge eating disorder, you will play a big part in their recovery. It's important that you set a good example for your child, modeling healthy living and self-acceptance. Educate yourself about eating disorders and their treatment. Know and understand the treatments that your child is undergoing. Talk to your child's doctors, and don't be afraid to ask them to explain anything you may not be sure of. Show your child that you care by truly listening to their feelings and concerns without feeling the need to criticize or offer advice, unless they ask for it. Take care of yourself. Make sure that you have your own support so that you are, in turn, able to provide the same to your child. Your own support system may include trusted friends, family, or a support group. It's important that you do not neglect your own needs when focusing on helping your child to get better. There are many great resources that you may find useful in order to learn more about binge eating disorder and how you can help your child. Some of these books and websites are listed on the resource guide that goes along with this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope that you now feel that you know a little more about binge eating disorder and what you can do to best help your child.